Okay, welcome to Radio Free Nintendo. This is episode zero of our E3 special series. We're hoping to do a show every day of the week, all week long for E3. And we are gathered here in Nick and Chess's hotel room in L.A. And not everybody's here yet, but I guess some of the people who got here earlier today actually went by the convention center and maybe saw some stuff and want to talk about it. And that's about all I know.
So we swung by a little... It's TYP here. We swung by a little early. We picked up our badges. That was good. And they were setting up, you know, for E3, and it's looking a little more promising. I mean, last year it was really neutered. I mean, they were using like half the hall.
There could have easily been two other conventions going on at the same time as E3 last year.
Right.
You could never say that.
Right. Like, last year, like, a lot of the booths were in the central area between the two big halls, South and West Hall. I didn't see that this year. This year, there was big setups in South Hall and West Hall. And so it's looking promising. There were big screens. Like, I know we saw EA's big trailer footage.
Are they doing a big 360-degree panoramic thing?
I did not see that.
That was must have been in 06 when
yeah.
they did that. But
well, but there was a lot of stuff on there, and we also saw a couple other ones, right? There was...
Sega's giant screen that they played trailers on.
Right, so...
Floor to ceiling.
Right, and that's more like previous E3s of yore, so...
And Konami always has the big Metal Gear screen.
Right. Which never reveals anything of any importance.
no, but it does gather crowds of hundreds of people who sit around and wait for the Metal Gear part.
Yeah.
Which is like 5 minutes of every hour. So they end up having to watch all these other Konami trailers.
I guess whatever brings people there. This is Neil.
Yeah.
I've asked everyone to identify themselves because we have about 8 people sitting around the microphone.
But at least from what I've seen, from looking at the map, I mean, not that I've ever been to an E3 before, but the map looks like it's actually full, both South and, what is it, West Hall and South Hall are the two big ones.
What about Kintia?
I don't think there's anything.
I don't know.
I didn't look.
Because I printed out the maps before I left, and there's South Hall and West Hall both look packed, and then there's, like, I think a second floor with meeting rooms. I think that's all there is. And then there's Petrie Hall, which is used for media.
Right, yeah, they got a big area for media this year. That's good.
That's all.
Comfortable couches.
You know, they had a huge place for media last year, and it was never full. It was a bit surreal going in there. There were empty computers in the media center, which I've never seen. And then there would be leftover free media lunches, too.
Wow. Those things used to go, like, bam!
You had to plan if you wanted one. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. I think it's going to be a weird compromise this year.
It will.
Because they, you know, I think they've said they're expecting about 40,000 people at the show, and it's weird because I've been watching like X-Play's video podcast, and they show this thing at the end promoting their upcoming E3 coverage, and it's all like it's going to be the biggest E3 ever, and that's actually not true.
Yeah.
We've been here years where they had 65,000-70,000 people.
Yeah,
it's like Bonnaroo indoors.
Yeah.
So thankfully it won't be quite that crazy this year, but it's definitely going to be a lot closer to what it used to be like.
And hopefully the announcements will be closer to like what they used to be.
Music, hopefully.
Well,
something of that nature.
It's a little off topic, but I was visiting with Daniel Bloodworth last night. He was hanging out with me last night.
Dan currently like sleeping in the floor of his office? That's what he told me.
I don't know if right now. I think he's planning on sleeping on the floor of his office this upcoming week. But we were just sort of saying, don't get your hopes up. We're going, pulling up things on YouTube, like, you know, giant enemy crabs and and rock and roll climber. Anyone here?
Rock and roll.
Just things to make us, like, keep things in perspective. So, you know, it isn't going to be balls out awesome. Don't expect to be balls out awesome or you're going to just be disappointed. But hopefully there'll be some awesome stuff. Yeah, no, if it is, it'll
be
great. Yeah. But it's so far looking real promising, and I'm happy to see bigger screens, more floor space for the bigger publishers. I didn't get a feeling for how big Nintendo's booth was. Did you guys?
We saw a little fraction of it.
From what I've seen on the map, because I didn't get to see as much of the halls as you guys did, but from what I've seen on the map, it's gigantic. I think it's one of the bigger ones there.
It looked enclosed from what I saw, but not completely. So there were walls built up around it.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, there were big walls with, like, the iPod-ish people playing Wii.
That's Nick, by the way.
Yeah, Nick.
Who just coined a new stereotype, iPod-ish people.
Which Nintendo seems to love these days with Wii and DSi.
I mean, and that was normal for previous E3s. Last E3, every publisher was relegated to this, like, small floor space with the same types of TVs, like, limited to, what, like, five games per...
I think Nintendo had about 10 demo stations last year.
Yeah.
And they had probably the largest area of any company.
And it wasn't very big.
No, of course not. No, it was tiny. So.
So hopefully there won't be stuff crammed up into the side of the second floor offices like Wario Land Shake It that only a few people get to play. Hopefully everything that's available to show and play will be actually on the floor. I'm really hoping it's like that.
So we didn't really get to see a whole lot, but we had to actually look from the outside.
Yeah, they closed the glass door on James because he was seeing
so I was looking in at, was it?
It was Sega's footage.
It was at Sega's area, which is pretty big, actually. And some security person comes through and says, "We need to close this now," so abruptly, and just shuts this door.
But it's glass.
And everybody else walks away dejected, and I just point out the door with glass and she's accomplished nothing.
Yeah, what you'll find about security people at E3 is that they know what their job is, and that's all that they know. So basically, you know, they'll do whatever they think they have to do their job, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to keep you away from something that you want to see.
But we did see at the EA booth, there was like a little new EA branding with Wii. I don't know exactly what it was.
EA Wii?
It was like Wii Plus or something?
It was like
something
Wii
like
Plus.
That. EA plus Wii.
EA plus Wii, yeah.
And maybe it has to do with Motion Plus.
Yeah, probably. Maybe it's everybody branding their Motion Plus games.
That's a good idea.
I mean, they seem to be hitting the floor, or hitting the ground running with that, or flowing with it, I feel, I guess. But with the tennis game and the golf game coming out next week.
Right.
Which I think are both going to be playable on the show floor, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure they will be.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if there's anything else really... Do you have any questions?
Well, for what it's worth, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but I've been taking care of a lot of the PR stuff for the site lately, and I've been pretty much responsible for booking all of our E3 appointments, so I've had the opportunity to talk with all of these publishers and developers, and the buzz going around from pretty much everybody I've talked to is that this year's going to be big, and people are planning it as such. So whatever that's worth, I don't really know, but it's gotten me pretty excited coming into it, and also being my first E3, it's exciting all itself.
But we're doubling the budgets on their minigame collection.
Yep. It's going to be crazy.
It's not going to be 101
in rock and roll.
It's
going to
be 202.
Did you hear the Deck of Sports 2 or whatever they call it?
The sequel to Sports 2.
The press release had this amazing line and said it's the first sports minigame collection for Wii with online play.
Oh, wow. What an achievement.
Yeah. There's now
just
an entire genre of sports
more
minigame
qualifiers. What is it, Deck of Sports and Wii Sports? Is that it?
Yeah.
But at least from my end, I caught a glimpse of the High Voltage booth. I'm pretty sure it was the High Voltage booth, because I know they have their own one, and the conduit will probably also be playable at
Sega's booth. It's a bit odd that they have their own booth.
But I did catch a glimpse of, you know, the conduit eye and something for Gladiator AD and the Grinder, which are both going to be playable there, but that was it. There wasn't much else set up yet.
Still unloading lots of boxes and crates. There's
lots of
Xbox
things
box.
Yeah.
So, before we go, when I was coming here from the airport, we drove really, really close to the convention center, and I noticed that there didn't seem to be any kind of decorations on the outside of the building.
Oh, there were.
There's some nice stuff. At least over by West Hall, I didn't see.
There's some big, like, Final Fantasy 13 things along, like, on the side of a building.
Creed,
really huge.
Big Brutal Legend. There's some, I caught from a distance something for, I think it was Rabbids Go Home, where it was, like, a bunch of trash piled outside.
Well, they're definitely doing a lot.
Yeah. I think, I guess it looks like a lot of, maybe that's covered. Ubisoft stuff. There's a lot of Final Fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
Brutal Legend, as we said.
Yeah, and they're not done unpacking, so there'll probably be some more decorations before.
I think it'll probably look a lot different tomorrow or Tuesday.
Especially Tuesday. Yeah.
Tomorrow it'll probably look different too.
Yeah, so
and from everything we've seen, everything seems to be really elaborate.
Yeah.
From
I can only hope that this will be great, because it's my first E3.
Based on what I saw last year versus this year, I'm very hopeful that... I just hope that it isn't, like, ear-piercing volume like it was previous years.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard, I hope it reaches that happy medium that's not quite as crazy as the ones for the past, but a lot more exciting than the past few years.
Just as exciting without the ear-piercing decibel volume.
There will
be
competing rock concerts at some point.
Oh, we did see a setup for a Rock Band with a huge, like, 70-inch TV and a stage and all that crap.
Maybe Paul. And a green screen. Coming.
Yeah. Mm.
That would be amazing.
Paul and Ringo.
Paul and the Lego Man are going to jam out.
I've heard that rumor a couple times, because I'm a big Harmonix fan, that there might be some kind of Beatles thing, whether it's actually Paul and Ringo or any such thing like that. But
Paul and Ringo playing together?
I have no idea.
This would not be the venue for that, if they were to do that.
I don't know exactly where it will be.
Yeah.
One of them might show up.
Ringo. This would be the much easier one to get a hold of.
I think it was on some other sites.
That would be awesome.
It was on some other sites like E3 Predictions that had like the odds that this would happen. With Paul McCartney, it's like really high. With Ringo, it's like half that.
Yeah. But, you know, they're going to show up. Possibly they could be at the Nintendo conference. I mean, you know, Rock Band is multi-platform, but it's pretty big seller on Wii, and increasing with every iteration.
Yeah.
It's more and more and more Wii heavy, so could be. We'll see. So what do we got tomorrow? Microsoft? Said that's a 2?
No, Microsoft is 10:30 in the morning.
But we're not actually going
we're not going to Microsoft.
We'll be watching that one, hopefully, on the internet or something.
Not on this internet.
We'll go somewhere if we have to.
We'll have to go steal it from Starbucks.
Convene at a hotel that I'm at right now.
So, but then EA is at 2, I guess, and Ubisoft is after that. Yep. So, we'll have some third-party stuff to talk about tomorrow night in addition to the general anticipation. And, you know, tomorrow morning we could get Wii Motion Plus 2 announced.
I know when
I did it last year was the Microsoft press
conference. I think it was when I registered for the Nintendo press conference. It was something, do you want to receive text messages? They said they'll, like, send 2 or something. So
they did last year about Motion Plus.
Did they send anything else out last year?
I want to say that might have been the only
one. I'm pretty sure when I registered they said we'll send, maybe it was at most 2.
Right.
May have been the wording.
At most, yeah.
So we might hear something tomorrow.
Could be.
Could be fun.
And definitely check USA Today on Tuesday morning, because Steve Kent, he traditionally has the big blowout leak before the press conference in that day's USA Today. So, we'll see. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and please keep listening for the rest of the week as we continue to pump out these episodes.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.